Okay, this is September 5th, 2009, and we're having our open regular meeting tonight, Thursday, September 5th, 2019, of the Pacifica National Board. Mr. Crozier, will you please take the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron, listener representative, KPFK.
Here.
Grace is here. Gary Bost, affiliate representative, Cerebral Radio. Can't hear you, Gary. Robin Collier, affiliate representative, KCEI.
Present.
Robin's here. Chris Corey, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier, listener representative, KPFT. I'm here. Donald Goldmacher, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Okay, Donald's here. Jan Goodman, listener representative, KPFK.
Here.
Okay, Jan is here. Sabrina Jacobs, listener or staff representative, KPFA.
Here. Here.
Okay, Sabrina's here. Wally James, staff representative, KPFT. Andrea Wally, Dwayne Lark, listener representative, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrian Laviolette, listener representative, KPFT. Can't hear you, Adrian. Martha Peterson, listener representative, WPFW. Can't hear you, Martha. Ron Pinchback, staff representative, WPFW.
Here.
Okay, Ron is here. Ralph Pointer, listener representative, WBAI. Can't hear you, Ralph. Lawrence Reyes, staff representative, KPFK.
I'm sorry, listener. Present.
Oh, listener, okay. You know, I had somebody wrong, a listener staff, and I was thinking it was you, but okay, sorry, you're a listener, and you're here. Thank you. Sean Rhodes, staff representative, WBAI.
Here.
Okay, Sean is here. Eileen Rosen, listener representative, WPFW.
I'm here.
Okay, Eileen's here. Mansoor Sabah, well, Mansoor is staff. Staff representative, KPFK.
Hazir.
Okay, thank you. Mansoor is here. James Sagerton, listener representative, WBAI.
Here.
Okay, James is here. Nancy Sorden, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Okay, Nancy is here. Alex Steinberg, listener representative, WBAI.
Present.
Alex is here. Tom, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Tom is here. John Berlay, interim ED.
Here.
John is here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Okay, our other John is here. Tamara Swiderski, our interim CFO.
I'm here.
Okay, Tamara's here. And going back to see Gary Bost. Didn't hear you. Still can't hear you, Gary. Wally James. Dwayne Lark. Adrian Laviolette. Martha Peterson. Didn't hear any
I'm
of
here.
You.
Dwayne Lark is here.
Okay, yeah, Dwayne is here, and Martha's here. Thank you. Okay, still didn't hear from Adrian or Wally. Ralph Pointer? Can't hear you, Ralph. So let me count directors.
Okay, did you say Wally's not here or Dwayne's not here? I forget.
Dwayne is here. Wally's not here yet.
Okay.
And
we have
18 directors present, so we have quorum.
Okay,
so we have quorum,
thank
Madam
you
Chair.
Very much, Bill. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
All right. Did we have any requests for excused absences tonight? I didn't notice any. Bill, did you see any?
I don't remember seeing any, no.
Okay. Does anyone else on the board recollect having received a request for an excused absence for either Wally or Gary Bost or Ralph? I believe they're the only ones missing, and Adrian. Okay, hearing none, we'll continue.
Wally will play jointly. He has a show that goes for another 7 minutes, and sometimes he can't leave it until the end of the show. Depends on who else is helping him with it.
Yeah.
So he should join us shortly.
Okay. Next is identify timekeepers. So do we have anyone who will volunteer to take time for speakers, which would be 90 seconds, and the ideal thing is to tap on a glass once at 60 seconds. That would sound something like this, or let me get a nicer sound. That would be good, something like this. And twice at 80 seconds, and three times when time is up, something like that. Would anyone be willing to keep time for speakers? 'Adrienne usually is willing to do that, but I don't think she's on yet. Can I persuade someone to please take on that little chore? Okay. How about James Sagerton? Are you willing to do that?
I'm sorry. As always, I cannot do it where I'm located.
Oh, okay. Lawrence, could you do it? Is that possible?
I can, not right now.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, can you possibly do it? Nancy? Oh, boy. All right. How about Eileen? Or Jan? Or Robin? We need somebody to keep time. It's kind of a...
I can do the block times for each item, but I'm not the bell.
Oh. Okay, great. That's good. How about for the people? How about Martha or Wayne or Chris Corey? Sean? Anybody? Mansoor?
Sorry, I can't do it. I'm cooking and all that. I gotta feed the family.
Okay. Donald, can you do it? Timing the speakers. Hearing nobody.
Nancy, I can do it when I get to the computer, but I'm not there yet.
Okay. Well, I'll try to.
Jan. You know, I can.
Yes.
I'll do it for like a
half an hour, maybe.
Half an hour. Half an hour, maybe.
Good.
An hour.
Good. Good. Okay. All right. So, if anyone else can do it in a half hour and relieve Jan, I'd much appreciate that.
Is that for speakers and agenda items?
Sorry. Robin is going to do the agenda items, and Jan is going to do the speakers for about a half hour or so. And
okay,
if anyone
thanks.
Wants to spell Jan after half hour, please speak up as soon as you're capable of doing it. The next thing is agenda approval. I would entertain a motion for approving the agenda.
This is Lawrence. Can I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, so the motion that I submitted is still not on the agendas, any one of the agendas. So I don't know what's happening.
Okay, well, Lawrence, we understand that, and we'll take that up. I believe it's a closed session agenda item, so we'll take that up when we move into closed session later. All right.
That's fine.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay, is there a second?
Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen.
And Bill, I'll second.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, the agenda's been moved and seconded. So are there any changes, additions, deletions to this open session agenda?
Bill, I don't have minutes available anymore, so you can delete that.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Adrian's on the call.
Okay. Welcome, Adrian. Is there any objection to removing, approving minutes from this agenda?
Yes. This is Donald.
Okay, you want to state your objection?
Hello?
Yeah. Bill is saying he doesn't have any minutes of...
No, I'm objecting. I'm objecting to the agenda.
Oh, to the agenda. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I have a question about it.
Okay. All right. So first, let's deal with this. There, Bill is making a motion to remove approval of minutes from the agenda. Would anyone second that?
Robin will second it.
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any objection to removing approval of the minutes from this agenda because they're not available at the moment? Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, we'll go back to agenda approval. Donald, you may speak.
Yes, I do not understand why we are having an interim CFO report on this agenda at this time when it's my understanding that NEDA will have a more complete financial analysis of where we're at in a couple of weeks, and I wonder if Tamara could speak to that.
Okay. Is there any? You're asking her to speak to that, and she's on.
No, I'm asking her whether that's accurate.
Shall I respond?
Go ahead, Tamara.
It is accurate, but I was asked to join the call.
So I
can give an update.
Okay, I'd like to respond to that. This is a regular monthly meeting, I believe. This is not a special meeting. And generally speaking, in our monthly regular meetings, there is a CFO or ICFO report and an ED report. So that's why I placed this on the agenda and asked Tamara to join us tonight briefly. And I think that it would be appropriate to get an update on the status of our 2018 audit, as well as other financial reports. Just some predictions.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Okay, let me finish with Donald's objection. Is there any objection to that, Donald?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to, what action would you like to be taken regarding your objection? Anything?
I would like to have that report postponed until there is a final report ready from NEDA.
Okay. All right. So you'd like to delete the interim CFO report from the agenda?
That is correct.
Or postpone that item until there is... can you state that exactly? Until there is...
Yeah, until they're ready to present to us a complete financial analysis and update on all the numbers.
Okay.
Which I'm expecting to hear in the near future.
Okay. All right. Is there a second for Donald's motion?
Second.
I second it, Lawrence.
Okay. Very good. Now we can... yes?
Request for information? How do I object to that motion? Do we vote on it?
We'll have a short discussion, 2-4-2 against,
okay.
And then we'll vote on it. Eileen, you'd like to speak against Donald's motion,
Robin,
I assume?
Robin, we're past our 5 minutes, so someone needs to extend time for the agenda.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to speak against that motion, though.
Okay. Move to extend, James.
Okay, by
5 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion by James to extend by 5 minutes, which was first seconded by Lawrence, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending agenda approval by 5 minutes? Hearing none, we'll go on...
I want to state an objection to the agenda, Chair, at some point.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, Eileen.
This is Wally joining in.
Okay, thank you for announcing yourself, Wally. Eileen, would you like to speak?
Yes, I would like to leave the interim CFO report on the agenda because maybe she has something to say. So I am against Donald's motion to remove it. If she doesn't have a lot to report, maybe it won't take 15 minutes, but maybe she has an update for us. Maybe we'll hear something about progress. Maybe she has some information that we'd like to hear. We won't know unless we have her report. So I say leave it on. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen. All right. Anyone in favor of Donald's motion who would like to speak?
I'm in favor. This is Lawrence.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is why I'm pro for Donald's motion. It's because when Donald asked the question as to, you know, a reasonable question as to what this ICFO was going to do in her time with us, all she stated was that I was asked to be on the call, something like that. And I don't think that's a sufficient answer. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else against Donald's motion?
I'm against it.
Okay, Alex, you may speak.
I agree with Eileen. I think we should hear what the ICFO has to say. If it's only a brief report, it's only a brief report. But I don't understand why we need to prejudge the matter.
Thank you, Alex. Is there anyone in favor of Donald's motion who would like to speak at this time?
Adrian.
Okay, go ahead, Adrian.
I just think it's clear that we can probably wait until we have a full picture and we'll be all the better for it. Like Donald said, we should be expecting that soon. And so, wonderful. Let's just wait to hear it.
Okay, thank you. All right, Bill, let's go to a vote on this, on Donald's motion.
Okay, so this is a motion to, if you vote yes, then you're in favor of removing the CFO report from the agenda. Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
You betcha.
Okay. Is that yes? Jan Goodman?
Taking longer to do this.
Yes.
Jan passes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Wally James?
No.
Oh, give me a second. I'm sorry. Got somebody. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrian LaViolette?
Yeah.
Adrian votes yes. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Martha votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron votes yes. Ralph Pointer? Oh, Ralph's not here, I guess. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean votes no. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Eileen votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Mansoor passes. James Egerton?
No.
Okay. James votes no. Let's see that. Nancy Swarton?
No.
Nancy votes no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Let's see. I didn't hear from... Oh, Chris. Let's see, Chris. I think you passed. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You had yes. Sorry. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Didn't hear from you. Didn't hear from Ralph Pointer. Mansoor, you passed?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Okay, let me count votes. We have 9 yes. 9 no. So, Chair, do you wish to vote?
The chair votes no.
Chair votes no. Okay, so that's 10 no, 9 yes.
Okay, so that agenda item is not removed. And the next thing is Lawrence wanted to make an adjustment to the agenda.
We're going to need another extension.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, can you...
Can I extend for 2 minutes?
Okay, all right. Is there a second to extending for 2 minutes for Lawrence?
Robin, second.
Okay, is there any objection to extending for 2 minutes? Hearing none, we're extending for 2 minutes. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. The reason I'm objecting to the agenda, because you sent a correspondence to the National Election Supervisor, and she has yet to provide a report or even join us on any call. And we're right in the middle of elections, and I believe that she should come to our meeting and address some of the questions, because there's some discrepancies in regards to this election. Thank you. That's why I object to the agenda.
Okay. I hear you, and there is a National Election Supervisor report that was emailed to the entire board earlier today. However, she was not scheduled to be on this call today. So, and it would not be possible to get her on this call. So we'll have to take that into consideration for our next meeting, having her on the call.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Is there any objection to approving the agenda with the modification that approval of minutes is deleted? Hearing no objection, the agenda is approved. All right, the next thing on the agenda is our interim CFO report. Ms. Swiderski, can you give us a report?
I can. I was just going to update you all on a few things. As you know, the FY18 audit is still going on. I've spoken with George Walter, who is handling that on the NETA staff, and he's hoping to have some drafts to the auditors tomorrow or Monday, and he's working with the pension auditors to make sure we have a good understanding of where things are with them. We continue to work on getting more current financials. As was mentioned, we hope to have those in a much better place within the next few months. I've been working with the Finance Committee on the budget for 2020 and have talked to a few of the LSB treasurers on what they need to do and particulars of their own budgets. We're working on some cash flow documents for the entity as a whole is what we're focusing on for the next few weeks. So beyond that, that's pretty much my report.
Thank you very much, Tamara. All right. I would ask if there are any questions for our interim CFO, Tamara Swiderski.
Yeah, Lawrence to the SPAC.
Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
Yeah, is it reasonable to answer Mr. Goldmacher's question in regards to the net of financial analysis?
What was the question?
The question was, is it accurate that analysis will be presented in 2 weeks?
For cash flow, we are working towards that goal, yes. I don't know when it will be presented. It will be discussed with John. I believe he's planning to come to NETA to go over everything, but I'm not sure exactly when it might be presented, but we're hoping to have it completed by then.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for our interim CFO?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I'm wondering where are you on bringing the stations in compliance with good accounting practices? And was there was what was the did John also visit you earlier, and this will be his second visit?
Yes, that's correct. John did come and visit for, I think, 2 days, and he'll come back just for 1 day to make sure we all have a clear understanding of the cash flow that we're going to be looking at. As far as your other question, we're still kind of working on getting there with the two stations that we have in-house, and I think John's going to be helping us implement a few procedural changes.
Great. Glad you're still working on it.
Thank you.
We are diligently every day.
I'm sure it takes a while to get that set up.
Thank you.
It does, and I appreciate that you understanding that.
Okay. Glad you're still working on it.
All right. Any other questions for Ms. Swiderski? Okay. Anyone? All right. Tamara, then I think that you are excused. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
For being on our call. Much appreciated.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. The next thing is on the agenda is the National Election Supervisor Report. And you can find that in your email. From the NES, it was sent out at 10:13 a.m. Pacific time. That would be 1:13 p.m. Eastern time, about 8 hours ago. And she sent three things: a Pacifica election final report for the last election, a Pacifica election report for the current election, and channel analytics. So would anyone like to comment on this report or explain it to the board? Has anyone looked it over carefully? It was sent to the PNB, as I said, about 8 hours ago. And we have requested that she put it on elections.pacifica.org so that everybody can see these reports. Okay.
Yeah, I have some comments about it.
Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
So she provided what I would consider an incomplete report. There were questions answered. There were some questions asked that were not answered. In regards to your question, Chair, that she, if she could provide the amount of people that have voted at each station. In addition, I have been getting concerns from constituents that there are some discrepancies, such as ballot, lack of PIN numbers, lack of following the fair campaign provisions. So that's one of the reasons I'm hoping that we could request a presence. This way, we don't just get a paper tiger, but we can ask some questions as well. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do that. I would like to point out that the middle document is entitled Pacific Election Report 090519. Does state the number of electors. That would be the membership numbers who were sent ballots, and I can read them if you wish. I'll read some of them, and the number of votes that have already been cast. So, KPFA listener, 14,311 ballots were sent out for listener members at KPFA. KPFA staff, 233 ballots were sent out. And I'll go over the KPFA listeners. The votes that have been returned so far, as of basically today, are 484 for KPFA listeners and 50 for KPFA staff. It should be understood that the quorum for listener, well, the listener election to be valid is 10%. the quorum requirement for staff ballots, I believe, is 25%. Is that correct? It says here the quorum is 10%, the 20% is quorum for staff, but I seem to remember that the quorum is 25%. Maybe I'm wrong. Bill, do you know exactly what the staff quorum is?
I was thinking it was 20. I'll look it up.
Okay.
It's in the bylaws.
I'm probably wrong. Okay, so we can look that up in the bylaws. I'm pretty sure I'm wrong about that. So now going down, the next thing is the KPFK listener ballots that were sent out, 13,210. And the people who have voted so far in the KPFK listener election, 328 returned ballots. In the KPFK staff election, 279 ballots were sent out. In other words, there are 279 staff members at KPFK, and 13% of the 279 have voted. At KPFT, 3,549 ballots have been sent out, and 126 have been returned so far. The KPFT staff, that's 140 staff, and the return has been 21 ballots returned so far for KPFT staff. WBAI listener, 8,186 ballots have been sent out, and 271 have been returned so far for WBAI listeners. WBAI staff, 199 ballots were sent out, 28 have been returned so far. WPFW listener, 6,289 ballots have been sent out, 190 have been returned so far. And of WPFW staff, there are 109 ballots were sent out, 19 have been returned so far. So the percent that have voted so far at KPFA listener is 3.4%, KPFA staff 21.5%. I believe KPFA staff has reached quorum for their staff election. KPFK.
Yeah, listener, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, quorum for staff is 25%. It's in Article 3, 25%. Section 7 of the bylaws.
Okay.
Yes.
25%. So my memory did not fail me. So we need to alert the National Election Supervisor to that fact. Okay. Where was I? KPFK listener, 2.5% of quorum has been reached so far. KPFK staff, 4.7% has been reached so far. Quorum. KPFT listener, 3.6% of quorum has been reached. The listener quorum, as everyone probably knows, is 10%. KPFT staff, 15% of quorum. Actually, I am giving you erroneous numbers. Because percent voted. I'm sorry. This is not percent of quorum. It's the percent of the staff who have voted. So KPFT staff, 15% of the staff have voted. WBAI listener, 3.3% of the listeners have voted so far. WBAI staff, 14.1% have voted so far. WPFW listener, 3% have voted so far. WPFW staff, 17.4% have voted so far. Okay, there is other information in this National Election Supervisor report, which we will make sure is posted at elections.pacifica.org as quickly as possible, including having a correction about the staff quorum noted. And that'll be up there as soon as we can get it up there. And is there anything else that we would like to go over about this
Bill?
National Election Supervisor report? Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, just to respond to one thing Lawrence asked about, Ernie did respond this afternoon, or actually just about an hour or so ago, about the PIN number for the ballot. Somebody asked about that. And she says it's the same as the elector ID, which is on the ballots. So that's unique for each person. So that's already there on the ballots. It's just called the elector ID.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Any other discussion or information about this National Election Supervisor report?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Who's that?
This is Ron.
PFW. Hi, Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
It's painfully obvious that, you know, there are questions. At the next meeting, I would implore that the election supervisor be asked to attend. Because, I mean, we can all read the report, but we can't get answers to questions. So that's my request. You know, please consider asking her to be at the next meeting.
Okay, that's a valid request. Lawrence has already requested that. Would we like to schedule an open session to speak with the National Election Supervisor for next Thursday?
Yes, Chair. I would prefer it to be in the open session.
I concur.
Okay.
Bill, for the stack.
All right. Bill, go ahead, Bill.
Well, I found that she's been pretty quick to answer questions by email, including some that I saw Steve Flitt send in today. So I suggest that we first send them by email, and then if we still have additional questions or discussion, we schedule a meeting. I'm not sure we need to have her here for, you know, in person or a live meeting if she can do it by email more efficiently and probably handle more questions than we'd have time for in the meeting anyway.
Okay.
This is Lawrence to the staff.
That's a good point. Just a moment, Lawrence. There are two directors. Three directors can call a special meeting. And it would be if it's called now and put on the KPFTX website, it will have enough notice for next Thursday night. Is there a third director who would like to call such a meeting? I mean, I don't think it's proper to deny directors the right to call a meeting if they so choose, if they feel it's important.
Mansoor would add his name to it.
Okay. Thank you, Mansoor.
Thank you.
I don't know if it would be valid to have discussion about this, but
I would like to have discussion. This is Jan Goodman.
Okay.
And this is Lawrence, too. I'd like to have discussion. Brief discussion.
Okay. All right. Just let me ask Robin, how much time do we have left for this agenda item?
4 minutes.
Okay, very good. So, Jan, would you like to go?
Yes. I'm only concerned, my big concern is that we are having board meetings at the drop of a thought. And you know, our bylaws call for them quarterly, and when we were in a financial emergency, we started having board meetings every other week, every week, sometimes more than once a week. And I would like to move us to having board meetings less often. And I'm wondering if we can have this meeting in 2 weeks instead of next week. Thank you.
Okay. Lawrence wanted to speak. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yes, thank you. I respectfully disagree with Ms. Goodman in regards to cutting down the meeting. This network is in a crisis. I mean, as I spoke with somebody today, we're one arm out of the grave. And so I think the more our listeners are in touch with what we're doing or what we're not doing, the more responsible and transparent our listeners would think that they are. Now, I don't object to Ms. Goodman's request to meet in 2 weeks if the other directors agree.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, again, I found the NES has been very quick to answer questions by email, and so I agree with Jan. I'll second that. I assume that she made a motion. I'll second that we schedule a meeting in 2 weeks to take care of whatever unanswered questions there are, because, frankly, we can get our questions answered faster by email. And then she can put them up on elections.pacifica.org if they have general interest and people don't have to wait for the meeting. We may have other business in 2 weeks from now. And so I'd rather just wait till then.
All right. I'd like to ask the three whether this board takes a vote to not have a meeting next week, let's say, it's still the prerogative of three directors to schedule a meeting. It's not up to a board vote. The board really can't vote that down, except I'd like to ask Ron Pinchback, Lawrence, and Mansoor if you would agree to scheduling this for 2 weeks from tonight, if you would like to agree with Bill and with Jan.
This is Ron. My only concern is the timeline. I guess, you know, 2 weeks would be the absolute maximum. You know, I would have no objection.
Okay, Lawrence and Mansoor.
It's all right. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I would support. I would support. You know, 2 weeks from now.
Okay, very good. So we have a motion on the floor put forward by Jan, seconded by Bill, to have a special meeting to speak with the National Election Supervisor on the call 2 weeks from tonight. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, a meeting will be posted. A special
okay,
meeting.
Okay, we're out of time for this item.
Okay, thank you, Robin. All right, the next thing on the agenda is, I believe, an IED report. Hello, John. John Verniel, our interim executive director. And welcome, and we welcome a report from you.
Okay, I think we're splitting this report into two parts today. So it'll be...
Okay,
you know,
Mr. Vernili, we can't hear you.
I don't know what I can do about that beyond redialing in. I'm speaking as loudly as I can.
I can hear okay. Dan Goodman.
I'm sorry. I apologize, but I could try to speak more loudly. But does that help any? But it sounds like I'm screaming. All right. Well, so let me see if I get started. So much of the focus of the last several weeks has been spending time in California with the two stations after my visit to NETA. Spent a great deal of time talking to staff as well as board members, and as well as working to really kind of dig on a number of the most important issues, mostly regarding fundraising, programming, and the like. So I'm just going to hit on the topical areas. There's a great deal of work done in terms of development as far as trying to figure out what the plan could be to raise both meeting our goals for the current pledge drives coming up in the fall, as well as looking at special fund drives to address issues of the long-term or the debt, as well as lastly looking at support for the Pacific Archives. So there's been a good deal of work done. There's a partial structure on this. We're still getting some feedback from the staff, some of the stations. Talked to three of them thus far. We're looking to just bring everyone in before we lay this out into to an operational plan. They take on, just to give you the key topics, legacy, something from a national perspective on a more of a nationally driven legacy bequest campaign. Focusing on the Archives Day, adding a number of elements to the preparation for local station fund drives that could improve the performance over both the October and December drive. Some additional ideas for programming for that, as well as the a live event that will occur between December 25th and January 1st, to focus on debt reduction. So outside of that, working with the Pacific Archives at Mark Torres to see if we can find additional techniques and ways in which we can raise the money to preserve the many hours of the archives that are at this point at serious risk for deterioration and loss. We also spoke briefly about the PRA fundraising day, as well as a couple of other issues. A lot of housekeeping work in terms of work that has not been done, both from an HR standpoint, insurance, and that those are the basic areas, working on those, some of which I'll get into in executive session. We've spent a great deal of time in terms of the engineering area because the engineering area has been neglected over the last several years. So we've had some serious challenges. There's some technical capabilities that we need to develop that we're drilling down on and supporting that staff. Have to deal with a number of related NES issues that have come up, both in terms of just monitoring the situation and attempting to assist Renee in kind of working through some of that. Quite a number of conversations about programming and some new programming ideas and working with the staff to the various staffs to advance some ideas that may diversify the programming we offer, as well as adding to some of the specific screens that we're working on. In addition to that, there's just been a great deal of work with the general managers because there's been a vacuum as far as direct management and support. So there's been a lot of work there. In addition to that, just a numerous board meetings, which occupy a great deal of my time, that's a concern, as well as weekly transition call team calls. So that's kind of the basics of it. I could get into a lot more details, but given the time and to give you guys a chance to ask a couple of questions, that's about what I can say in this portion of the meeting.
Thank you, John. Are there any questions?
Ralph here.
Or?
James for the stack.
Okay, Ralph and James. Then James. Go ahead, Ralph.
No, I'm not for the stack. I'm just signing in.
Oh, okay. Thanks for letting us know, Ralph. Okay, James, go ahead.
Hi, Ralph.
Hey, how you doing?
I just want to say that that report named a lot of issues and questions, but it gave no substantial information about virtually any of it. And I want to encourage the interim executive director in the future to be more specific. I feel like I have virtually no information. I have a list of topics and subjects, but no information. I need information.
I apologize, given the time allowed to me and some of the matters being of an HR matter and closed session matter, some of that will be addressed in the next session.
Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
I think you had some people ahead of me.
I don't think so. Was there anyone ahead of Lawrence? No, that's it. You're next.
Okay. Well, first of all, John, I'd like to thank you for arranging to meet with me. I work in the area where people come in and out of crises, and I ended up having a crisis to deal with, so I was unable to meet with you. But I get the previous question that you did provide a lot of problems, but what are the solutions, and are there any obstacles in your way to implementing those solutions?
Happy to discuss those, Lawrence. Thank you very much for cluing me in. I apologize that we weren't able to meet, but hopefully we could do that over the phone. I think we'll be able to address some of those in closed session.
Okay, thank you.
Bill, what's that?
All right. Go ahead, Bill.
Question. When is the ERA special fund drive? Is it 1 or 2 days in November, I believe? I just wasn't sure of the day.
Yeah, currently as was planned, it was a TBD date in November, and it was going to be 1 day. There are some issues regarding the archives being able to meet the goal necessary. And again, that is something I'd like to discuss in executive session.
Okay, so it's not sure yet, the date.
Correct.
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else like to ask a question of John? Anyone? All right. Hearing no other questions for John, we'll continue on with the next item on the agenda. The next item is a banking resolution.
Okay, somebody's in the background making a lot of noise.
Yeah, can anybody mute their phone? There's noise in the background. This banking resolution, a past banking resolution that was signed was not accepted by the bank, this Bank of America Merrill Lynch. So we need to approve, formally approve by the PNB, this new banking resolution that the bank wants us to approve. So is there any other information about that, either John or Bill? I believe you have some information about this, Bill. Is there anything besides what I just said?
No, you're right. And I, you know, the resolution is on page 2 of the agenda, the one that prescribed by Bank of America. It does say on there, if you read it, that you can use our own form, our own resolution. And I pointed that out to them twice, and they said, no, we have to use this one. So I said I couldn't sign it until we approve this one because it says that this is the foregoing is a complete, true, and correct copy of the banking resolution. So it's really not the bill. We really can't edit it if we're going to keep the bank happy. So it's basically just a resolution to change signatories so that to remove our previous IED and to add our current IED. So I move that we approve this resolution.
Robin will second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
James.
Okay. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I realize that this is just a pro forma resolution to add signatories, and I appreciate that, but there's been discussion of this, at least at WBAI, for some time, and I'm just wondering if there is actually no alternative to working with the real enemies of the people here at the Bank of America and Merrill Lynch, and can't we move to, and perhaps a credit union is not the right solution, but isn't there some other alternative we can have besides these two, or this, I don't know if it's two or maybe one, now I guess they've merged organizations.
Okay, good question. Can you, Bill, respond to that, or John, possibly?
This is Bill. I can just say in the past, we had discussed this also, the same issue had come up, and sometimes it was hard to find, excuse me, I had my microphone put up. Sometimes it was difficult to find a bank. We tried to find community banks a few years ago. It's hard to find one that provide all the services we need. But I don't know. I mean, that would actually be a question, I guess, for our CFO, who, you know, is supposed to call now. But, I mean, that's something we could ask about and maybe work towards later. Another issue is having different banks. This is just one of our banks. You know, we have different banks at different stations. Some stations have two or three or four accounts, and sometimes with different banks at the same station. And that complicates things also because there's wire transfer fees that happen regularly. Every time we have payroll, I assume we're still doing that. And if we had everything in the same bank, it would help. So that was one of the objectives a few years back, is to try to use one bank to minimize those fees. But we're still not there yet.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion about this banking resolution agenda item?
Chris Coy for the staff.
Go ahead, Chris.
I've had a similar experience working at multiple locations in that it's very difficult to get a small community bank to handle that. And so, as Bill put it, you know, you end up transferring funds between one bank and another, which is expensive, and it can be pretty cumbersome as well, because all stuff has to be set up in advance. Sometimes they use tokens, which are difficult to implement and key. So it is way easier if we can find a national bank. And I realize that limits choice and makes things difficult. I personally hate banking with the national banks, but unfortunately they seem to have a hold on entities that have multiple locations, and so that's where we ended up as well. Personal anecdote.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I understand what Chris is saying, but I think at the moment we still have all these separate banks. So what is to keep us from going with credit unions if we, you know, or some smaller bank that provides services? I know to have the national banks would be the goal, some kind of national bank that is progressive, that that we could join eventually. There must be, we need to look into that more. But, you know, until then, why do we need to use them if we're not using the services, if we're not all in one bank, which would give us the advantage of not having to transfer, why are we still supporting these national banks?
Okay, would anyone like to respond to Nancy, or does anyone have a comment?
That was just a rhetorical question. I agree with both Chris and with James. You know, I think we can do better than the national bank, hopefully, at some point.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to say something about this banking resolution agenda item?
I would like to just make a very brief comment, Jan Goodman.
Go ahead.
I agree with the idea that it would be great to, you know, have another bank, and I suggest that everyone who is interested in having another bank kind of keep on the lookout, so that if we find such a bank that can deal with, you know, the five different states and the issues that we have, or what seem like the issues that we have, that they are invited to bring it to the board at any time. And I'm in favor of voting to get these signatures, the motion changed and voted on expeditiously also at this time.
Thank you. Where are we on the time regarding this agenda item?
We have 3 minutes, but I think we could vote on it.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the suggestion. Any other discussion on this agenda item? All right. Is there any opposition to approving this change of signatories, bank signatories?
Okay. Say that again, please.
Is there any objection to...
what happened?
This banking resolution for change of signatories prescribed by the Bank of America.
Huh? It Merrill Lynch. Bottom?
See next page.
Funny.
Somebody can mute their phone, please. Can't tell. Maybe Alex. Okay. Is there...
not me.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Is there...
You got to learn to close that bottom thing and draw it before
you close it. Is that
understood?
Maybe it's Ralph who's talking. Does that answer your question? Was that Martha who asked the question?
Repeat it again, please.
Yeah. Banking resolution for change of signatories prescribed by Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. See next page. This is, we need to authorize change of signature from Maxie Jackson to John Verniel, our interim executive director, on this bank account. The bank is requesting a board resolution to this effect. Okay?
Okay.
Is there any objection to this resolution? Hearing none, this resolution passes. The next item on the agenda is committee reports and motions. And we have one here, I believe, from the National Programming Committee. Would anyone like to put that forward?
Can I request for information here?
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Wasn't this same motion referred back to the committee? or am I not remembering this correctly?
It was a different one.
This is a different motion?
This is Bill for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
We didn't get to this one at the last meeting. The previous one, it was on audio port, and that was referred back to the committee. But this one we didn't get.
All right. Okay. All right, thanks for clarifying that.
Thank you, Bill. All right, so is there somebody here from the National Programming Committee who would like to speak to this motion? The chair of that committee is not a P&D director. Trying to remember, I think that James Sagerton is on that committee, and I forget who else is on that committee from this board, but I'm sure that Donald Goldmacher, I believe, is on that committee. Is there somebody from the committee who would like to put forward this motion?
This is James.
Go ahead.
Having put forward the last motion from the programming committee and having it sent back for refinement, I think I would prefer to suggest the same for this solution, for this resolution, to remove any inference of micromanaging from the resolution.
Okay, James. Can you possibly read the motion? Because it passed through the committee, it is now the property of the National Board, so you cannot, even as a committee member, unilaterally. You can, after the board is familiarized with this motion, then I will entertain a motion on your part to refer it back to the committee.
I appreciate that. It is a long motion, as anyone looking at it can see, but I will read it. Shall I commence?
I'd like to point out we only have 10 minutes left before going to executive session.
Okay.
I think I can read it quicker than 10 minutes.
Okay. Go ahead.
So it's a resolution on national programming passed unanimously on August 20th, 2019 by the PNB Programming Committee. Whereas the Pacifica mission statement says that, quote, in radio broadcasting operations, engage in any activity that shall constitute to a lasting understanding that shall contribute, I'm sorry, to a lasting understanding between nations and between individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and in the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. This is me speaking now. That's not bad. And I go on. Quote, be it resolved that the Pacifica Foundation and its radio stations and affiliates will collaborate and creatively work with each other as much as possible to explore the possibilities of national programming on the following days and months. Juneteenth, Malcolm X's birthday, International Workers' Day, International Women's Day, Election Day, Kwanzaa, Armistice Day, November 11th, St. Patrick's Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, October 14th, Earth Day, April 22nd, Hiroshima Nagasaki Day, Arbor Day, Eid? Thank you.
Eid.
Dia de los Muertos, Dia de los Niños, International Indigenous Peoples Day, May Day, International Holocaust Day, Nakba Day, 19th Amendment, August 26th, Women Extended the Right to Vote, Seneca Falls Convention, Months to Look Into, this is a separate category, that was me speaking, quote, January, None to Date, February, African American History Month, March, national, it says, Women's History Month, Irish American Heritage Month. April, March 13th to April 15th is National Deaf History Month. May, Asian Pacific American Heritage, Older Americans Month, and Jewish American Heritage Month. June, Gay Lesbian Pride Month. July, None to Date. August, None to Date. September, National Hispanic Latino Heritage Month, September 15th to October 15th. Agenda, PNB Open Session 2019-09-05. Docs, that's the computer language. October, National Disability Employment Awareness Month and National Italian American Heritage Month. November, National American Indian Heritage Month. December, None to Date are two international commemorations. I assume there are two international commemorations. To get this process jump-started, it will be the goal of the foundation to encourage all the stations to collaborate and use the coming International Climate Change Meeting in New York City at the United Nations in September 2019 as an event to focus cooperation on nationality. That's it.
Mansoor would like to be a stack.
Thank you.
Alex
to
the stack.
Okay.
Ron to the stack.
First,
Jan Goodman to the stack.
Okay. First of all, I told James that I would entertain his motion to refer this back to the committee. Do you still wish to make that referral, James?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay, very good. So now we can discuss the referral. We have, I believe, Jan, Mansoor, and who else?
Alex.
Alex?
Lawrence.
Alex.
Lawrence. Okay.
Ron.
And Ron. Okay, so first, Jan, go ahead.
I would only like to add the end of the list here, and other similar appropriate days.
Okay. I guess we could have that as an amendment to this. Is there a second to Jan's amendment?
Second, Adrian.
Okay. Is there any objection to that small amendment? And can you please...
Yes.
Copy? Okay. Someone said there was an objection?
Yes.
Mansoor would like...
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Aren't we discussing whether to... refer this back to the committee, so I don't understand why we're trying to amend a motion that shouldn't we dispose of whether this is going to be referred back to the committee first or not?
Madam Chair, I withdraw my motion to amend, and I would just make that comment for the programming committee for them to...
Okay. Then I'll trust that James will note that down and send it back to the committee if this motion to refer passes. Thank you for your comment, Alex.
Thanks.
Now, in terms of the referral, Mansoor, would you like to speak about that?
Oh, yeah. I would like to add one big item to this, and that please mark it to celebrate my birthday, which is December 25th, as a national holiday on Pacifica. Thank you.
Okay, very good,
Mansoor.
Alex?
The motion is, I understand the motivation behind it, and I'm sympathetic, but I think the motion, there's this preface that quotes the Pacifica Mission, and then the rest of it is... the rest of it logically follows from the Pacifica Mission, but there is actually no logical connection between what the motion is saying and the Pacifica Mission. The Pacifica Commission is very broad, and you could sort of extrapolate all sorts of activities based on it. So, and the list of various commemorative days seems to me very arbitrary. I don't agree with some of them, and there's a bunch of others I would like to see up there. But the bottom line is, I think this kind of detailed programming should be in the hands of the station's program directors, and I think there must be a way for the programming committee to make their case without this kind of verbiage. So I would just like to see it referred back to the committee.
Okay, very good. Lawrence, you're next. We
thank
need
you.
To talk about the referral motion at this point.
Okay, thank you. So the motion refers to the mission statement in regards to racial antagonism, the conflicts between nations. So it's right up our block. And we do have an oversight responsibility to make sure that programming does follow the mission. And to commemorate these days, I don't think it's that hard to do. There's a lot of ways of doing that, whether it be a PSA to remind people of the month, whether it be a program to remind people of the atrocities of U.S. imperialism and international globalism. So and then the fact that the motion was unanimous out of the committee and an individual from that committee wants to refer it back, I don't get his rationale as to why he wants to refer it back other than, he was in favor of the motion. I don't understand the rationale of wanting to refer it back. So I would oppose that referral.
We're out of time for this item and for the going to executive session. So
move to extend.
Okay.
Second.
James.
Second.
5 minutes.
Now, 5 minutes. Okay. Is there a second to extending this agenda item?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this agenda item for 5 minutes? Hearing no objection, the next person on the stack is, I think there was a question there or a request. Lawrence, did you want an answer to that question, or were you making a rhetorical statement?
No, I was just making a rhetorical statement.
Oh,
Jay, if he wants to answer, that's fine.
James for the stack.
Okay. Can I take the next person on the stack first?
Of course.
Ron Finchback? Okay, Ron, you have the floor.
Yeah, I'm concerned about this motion. About this legislation, whatever you want to call it, this programming initiative. There are 12 months in a year, 4 weeks in a month. You're talking about collaborating on all of those days, who's going to come up with the formula to decide, which days are we going to honor? That's going to create programming issues for all the stations in terms of trying to comply, if it's a mandate. So that said, I do want to refer this back to committee, because that list, as people say, that's a quite an extensive list, with multiple items in 1 month. So like I say, can we do that? Yes, we can, but there has to be some discussion on how that's done and what the commitments are going to be, from the stations. So I say send it back to referral, refer it back to the committee. And I also would think that, once again, it would be great if they would hit some input from the program directors and the GMs, before making such a resolution like that. So that's my objection, and that's why I say refer it back.
Thank you so much, Ron. James, you have a point of personal privilege, or you wanted to respond?
Oh, no, I just wanted to be on the stack.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, James.
So, okay. My suggestion to refer it back to the committee was based on the vociferous reaction to the AudioPort motion in the last meeting, where people thought that we were engaging in micromanaging. But I want to point out some of the language in this motion, this resolution, and it says that we will cooperate and creatively result with each other as much as possible to explore the possibilities of national programming. And that's the thing. It's not local programming. It's national programming on the following days and months. Then we have the long list, which I think some people object to as micromanaging. And then it goes on at the end to say we are going to encourage all stations, not require, but encourage to collaborate and use the upcoming meeting at the UN, which may have, you know, passed shortly, but to focus cooperation on nationally, and then it sort of dribbles off there. So I approve the list. This is the kind of thing we do anyway, but I think the thrust of this motion was to create national programming and to focus our program directors on the kinds of things that we generally support and like
time.
To...
Time,
pardon me?
Time
was that time?
Time for the speaker. I'm sorry, I didn't...
Not a problem. I'm done. That's good.
Thank you.
We're out of time for this item again.
Thank you very much, James, and thank you, everyone. Is there any objection to referring this motion from the Programming Committee back to the Programming Committee? Hearing none, this motion is referred back to that committee. All right. I don't think there's any more business left for us in, to conduct an open session, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Spill.
James.
Okay. Any objection to adjourning at this time?
Just note there's a different code for the executive session to call in.
Yeah. Can you all please stay on for just a minute so we can straighten out the number and code for the closed session? Okay.